Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 4:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price kind of getting back in the swing of things for this Monday. Then we take a deep breath for tomorrow night and jump right back into it on Wednesday. Well, we're here every day, of course, and glad to be from 4 to 7, so we're glad to be in on that one. I tell you, this is when you don't want to be a morning radio guy.
Really?
When you have to play after New Year's.
Yeah.
Because usually, and this is experience speaking, usually you're heading into the studio and you hadn't been to bed yet and you just left the party. You know what I'm saying?
So, no, I get you.
So anyway, we're getting ready for a New Year's. Got a few things in today's show we're going to pass on to you. Some safety tips and some ideas and some basically things going on around the Pensacola area. You're going to like it. Just keep it right where it is. We do appreciate that. And of course, Austin all over the weather and traffic for us today.
Yes, yes. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But I do want to mention this because this has been a pretty glaring issue. Chris, I don't know. You're typically pretty good at looking out this window. Can you see what I'm seeing over there?
I'm seeing the transition from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway is really backed up and stopped.
Yes, and I-10 itself. If you are traveling eastbound, heading towards the Escambia Bay, trying to head over towards Avalon Boulevard, we do have a very heavy wave of congestion there, and it is. It's backing up past the North Davis Highway on-ramp. So it's looking pretty rough. No confirmation of an accident on our map, but it's got to be. I don't know what else would be causing that, but we'll keep an eye on it nonetheless. But yeah, outside of that, there's not too much going on the roads right now.
Well, if I look into the upper level of the lanes above the transit lane here, it stopped up on the 10 freeway.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just absolutely a parking lot up there. So you might want to start thinking about if you're coming in from the Central Business District in downtown heading northbound on the 110 freeway, you might want to think about shooting over to like maybe Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29 in that area to get around this. Possibly if you have to do some transitions to Pace, you might want to jump on the Scenic Highway and take right. 90 from that side. So there's some options here, but you got to make them before you get stuck in the traffic, and there's a lot of it today.
And the only other major spot is going to be just Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. That's what you would normally expect this time every afternoon. As for the weather, 67 degrees is going to be a low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 44.
Not bad at all. We did have an opportunity to kind of tap into Pensacola International, find out what was going on over there, because there's a lot of weather moving to the north of us, causing some considerable delays across the board. I know right now the potential for airport weather delays today, Boston and Kansas City. So if you're heading in, you got to make that hub transfer, Atlanta, Charlotte, those type of situations, you might have a little bit of problem getting into Boston Logan or Kansas City this afternoon. Now, the weather delays for tomorrow, this is what you need to start thinking about tomorrow, especially if you're catching these flights because of the domino effect backing up into Pensacola. So weather airport delays for Tuesday, Chicago, Detroit, New York. And they're saying New York, you're not going to get a break. It's going to be all day. You know, usually it's like the morning time or the afternoon drive. No, no, it's going to be both. Philadelphia, afternoon drive is going to be your problem. And Washington, D.C. as well. Those will be the hot spots, afternoons in Washington. Bad. I'm looking at the board right now at Pensacola International, looking pretty darn good. Really nothing to complain about. There is one flight of concern. Want to let you know, coming up out of Tampa, Silver Flight 80. Touchdown time at 6:10 tonight. It's been delayed to about 7:30 or so. Just giving you a heads up in case you have to go pick somebody up over there so you don't have to wait around too long. So that's what's going on at Pensacola International this afternoon.
All righty. And, of course, if you got a real Christmas tree that it's still up and you're looking to get rid of it sometime this week, well, there's a farm in Milton that would love to take it off your hands. They're turning the trees into healthy snacks for their livestock. It's called Gracious Willow Farms. They say the trees and their sap have vitamins and antioxidants, and the sap helps to kill parasites. They feed the trees to their goats and cows. And if you'd like to donate your tree to the farm, you can just give them a call or you can drop it off and they'll come pick it up.
You know, that's the smartest darn thing I've heard anybody do. The young lady up there that did that, and her name... what is Allison Williams? That's her name. Mm. Allison Williams. She's the head of Gracious Willow Farms, the ones you just mentioned a second ago. Yeah, she says, why not, man? The goats love this stuff. They treat it as a treat.
All right.
God, I told you goats were smart, man. You know, just like the run amok ranch up in Bratt this Christmas season, they had those pajama goats.
Yes.
Goats are very important to today's society, let me tell you.
Also, here locally, vote-by-mail ballots for the 2025 special primary election on January 28th are in the mail. The election is for Republican voters only. To check the status of your voter record, you can visit EscambiaVotes.gov. The deadline to request a vote-by-mail ballot for the election is Thursday, January 16th.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3. Before I forget about it, let's jump in and see what the stocks were up to. Another shortened holiday trading week began with those stocks closing down. Roger Stern has the numbers for us.
The penultimate trading day of the year ends with a loss. The Dow fell 418 points off its session low. The S&P 500 declining by 64, and the NASDAQ losing 235 points. Boeing shares are troubled today, falling 4%, this after a deadly accident in South Korea involving a Boeing 737. Its landing gear appeared to collapse on touchdown, with the plane careening into a wall and bursting into flames, killing almost all on board. Some investors are hoping for a rebound in deal-making next year after Donald Trump becomes president. The Wall Street Journal reports that market watchers expect a better environment for mergers and acquisitions. Roger Stern, Fox News.
All righty. And of course, it's just about 419, so we'll take a quick break. But when we come back, the end of the 2024 winter break quickly approaching. Many Northwest Florida parents wondering when it will be over. Well, we got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked about the passing of former President Jimmy Carter, his life, his legacy, including as a president. Escambia County had a big conversation about the camping ban, which they passed, by the way. Also talked about EMS response times in Escambia County and an interesting zoning case, Motley Court off of 10 Mile. And for our frivolous topic today, when is a banana ripe? What color? You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Really nice afternoon out there. Traffic's a problem. Austin will be going over that with us in just a moment. Big disappointment up in the town of Century. These people cannot get a break. You know, earlier this month, Jennifer Tin, she is, by the way, the current treasurer for the village of Douglas in Michigan, was hired to be the Century town clerk. Well, now she says, no way, I'm not heading down there. She declined the position, now vacant since mid-April 2024. Mm. So another big disappointment. They've gone through a couple of people that kind of did the same thing. Oh, yeah, I want it. And crickets. Okay, still fighting in Gaza. This is going on. It's getting really ramped up here. International observers are raising urgent calls for a ceasefire in Gaza after a recent Israeli raid on a hospital there. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces raided the Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza. The IDF says 240 terror suspects were arrested, though independent observers say non-combatants and medics were among that group. This month, the Israelis conducted numerous airstrikes in the vicinity of the hospital while it was still treating patients. A doctor for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the other semi-functioning facilities are not equipped to treat the incoming patients.
This is a pattern that we have been seeing over and over for the past 14 months.
Amid widespread destruction, the death toll inside Gaza continues to rise with more than 45,000 Palestinians killed since the October 7th massacre.
Alrighty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, there's only one major spot, and that's if you are traveling eastbound on I-10. This is if you're passing the I-110 north ramp. And we do have some backups getting confirmation from texters being caused by an accident that was having to be cleaned up near the exit 17. That's the Pace/Scenic exit. So be on the lookout for that. But it does look like it's slowly but surely breaking up. So there's some good news for you. The only other major spot is going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 67 degrees, low of 60 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 72 and a significantly lower 44 on Tuesday night.
Okay. News Radio 92.3. Another lawmaker in a little bit of trouble up in Washington. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul is avoiding the scrutiny from the House Ethics Committee. This is following an incident at Dulles International this past November. Fox's Trad Pergram has more in this Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. When it comes to congressional ethics, most of Washington was focused on the damning report by the House Ethics Committee on former GOP Florida Representative Matt Gaetz. The report accused Gaetz of statutory rape and paying for sex. But the ethics panel has decided not to open an investigation into outgoing House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul of Texas. Authorities detained McCaul in November for public intoxication while traveling through Dulles International Airport. After a discussion about McCaul, the committee said it voted on December 10th against opening a probe. The misdemeanor charges filed against him in district court in Virginia were dropped. The ethics committee said it would not impanel a special subcommittee to probe McCall. McCall publicly said he made a bad decision mixing a sleeping medication, Ambien, and alcohol while traveling in early November. It caused him to miss his flight home, and he reportedly became disoriented in the airport, locking himself out of his smartphone, and was ultimately detained by airport authorities. McCall said, quote, "I am determined to learn from this mistake." With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Wow.
Well, so he locked himself out of his phone, and he makes what kind of decisions were these?
Yeah, I was about to say, what a goober.
Mentioned
this before the break. The end of the 2024 Christmas/New Year's break, I just know it is winter break, is quickly approaching.
And, be bold.
Yeah, and many Northwest Florida parents wondering when it will be over. Well, about a third of Florida's 67 counties, 22 to be exact, that includes Escambia, will return to the classrooms on Monday, January 6th. Another 31 will return Tuesday, January 7th, and that includes Santa Rosa County. And after that, kids won't have to wait too long before the next school holiday. Of course, MLK Junior Day on Monday, January 20th. And this year, that's also the day that President Trump's inauguration takes place.
What a busy day.
Yes.
I will be doing the TV hosting with Sue Strawn and Vernon Watson down on the streets of Pensacola for Martin Luther King Jr. Parade.
And what time of day is that?
Well, it starts at 11 o'clock. And it goes to about 2 o'clock or something like that.
Wow.
And listen, this is a long parade. This is probably Pensacola's biggest parade in terms of length. So anyway, I'll be on camera for that one. This is, I think, my 8th year doing this thing here.
Well, we're going to have a lot to talk about that after.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Hey, listen, while some municipalities are vowing to be the resistance to an incoming Trump administration's immigration policies, others are leaning in to help. Here's Brooke Taylor with more.
Securing America.
Local agencies across the country are partnering up with ICE under what's known as the 287G program. Specific jail officers get trained to question people behind bars on their immigration status. And if a suspect is here illegally, the jail flags ICE. Just in the last few weeks, ICE forced to pick up illegal migrants off the streets who had been released from jail. Their charges ranging from rape to assault, but they were still released on bond with ICE holds ignored or ICE just never notified. Rockwall County Sheriff Terry Garrett here in Texas says he didn't want that happening in his community.
It's another way to protect the public because of going, you know, taking a suspect or someone who has committed a crime and making sure that they do make it through the criminal justice system.
The sheriff says that after they flag ICE, it's then up to ICE to issue an immigration detainer or pick the suspects up. In Dallas, I'm Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
All righty, 4:30 here. Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we always try to get you some sports headlines. Well, we've got one here to kind of get you started. Miami Dolphins entering the final week of the regular season, not knowing if Tua Tagovailoa's hip injury will be healed enough to allow him to play in New York on Sunday, or whether Tyler Huntley will be under center again. Coach Mike McDaniel optimistic about wide receiver Jaylen Waddle playing Sunday, though, after missing last Sunday's win in Cleveland.
Valentine. President Biden says January 9th will be a national day of mourning following Sunday's death of President Carter at the age of 100. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports from the Carter Center in Atlanta.
For the next 8 days, we're likely to see memorials, a service at the Carter Center in Atlanta, then a state funeral in Washington, and finally, burial back in Plains, Georgia.
The 39th president will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda with services at the National Cathedral in Washington. President Biden today announcing a $2.5 billion aid package to war-torn Ukraine. It includes $1.25 billion in presidential drawdown authority. It'll allow the military to pull existing stock to get it to the battleground faster. Security tight as revelers ring in the new year in New York City's Times Square.
The full complement of our police personnel would be here.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. today announcing nearly $6 billion in additional military and budget assistance for Ukraine as President Biden uses his final weeks in office to surge aid to Kyiv before President-elect Donald Trump takes power. Congress has approved $175 billion in total assistance for Ukraine since Russia's invasion nearly 3 years ago. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping more than 418 points, the S&P 500 fell by 63, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 235. Well, it's official. Wicked is pulling ahead of Mamma Mia to become the top-grossing film based on a Broadway musical. Wicked has grossed just over $634 million worldwide since opening last month. U.S. crude oil futures for February up 0.7% to above $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Raheem Morris last night blew a 10-point first half lead, didn't know when to use his timeouts multiple times during the game, and saw his team fall to the Commanders in overtime by a final score of 30-24. The Falcons entering Week 18 now no longer control their own destiny when it comes to winning the NFC South, and it was impossible to not think last night when Morris fumbled away this golden opportunity about how much different the Falcons would have been this year if they just hired Bill Belichick instead of Morris in the offseason. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference. For you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PECK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PEC to 321-321. That's PECK to 321-321.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
I think we have a nation that is truly great, not that used to be great or someday will be great again, but one that has an innate character about it that's not adequately recognized.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our 35th president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. I could let that Leonard Skinner just go on and on and on. You wouldn't mind, would you?
No.
No.
Heck, makes our jobs easier.
Absolutely. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan here, Austin Price there. He's got some updated information on this crazy traffic, especially the 110 transition over to Davis Highway, which is stopped like a parking lot right now.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that in a second. But we want to dig into some sports because we were really kind of intrigued over that game last night. The Washington Commanders and Atlanta Falcons game. Commanders coming on top. Jaden Daniels, his legs got bent back.
Ugh.
I mean, when I saw it, I went, "Uh-oh, there goes a knee." This guy just snaps back up and runs back to the huddle. Oh my gosh!
Probably used to his legs taking a beating. He was a pretty, you being an LSU guy, you know this. He was a pretty electric dual threat in college.
He really was. He really was. So anyway, that was a great Sunday night football game. Some of the games this past for Sunday nights have been, all right.
We had some blowouts.
This was a great game, though. I like games like this. Okay, and let me just shift gears before we jump back into the football fray. Good guys had a rough outing against Peoria Saturday, losing 4-2. Besides loss, the team set a single game attendance record. This is why I bring this up. Not because they lost, but the fact, hey, way to go, Pensacola. Listen to this. You should be patting yourself on the back on this one. Largest crowd ever. 7,325 in the Bay Center. Now, this is, let me preface this. This is not being a $5 a night ticket game, if
right.
you see what I'm saying. But 7,300 folks going nuts, screaming, going crazy, loving it, every minute of it. They were there to support our good guys, the Flyers. Flyers, by the way, back on the road tomorrow against Macon. The game then shifts back home. Back to Pensacola on Friday against Birmingham. They're having a Cars night, Jersey night. Cars, when I say, the Disney movie Cars.
Yeah.
So all the characters and all will be there and that good stuff. Anyway, it's Cars Jersey night. Puck will drop 7:05. I just thought I'd bring that out there. Flyers, they have spent more time probably on the road this past week.
Yep.
Look what they did. They was at Huntsville or Macon. They played midday. Then they had to go up there to play. And then they came back to play Peoria. And now we're doing it again. We're going back on the road. That's rough.
Putting the fly in an ice flyer.
I don't think they get frequent driver miles.
Unfortunately.
They should.
All right. Well, also wanted to touch on this because we had hinted NFL, or not even hinted at, we discussed NFL just a couple minutes ago. Week 17 wrapping up tonight with Monday Night Football. San Francisco 49ers hosting the Detroit Lions at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Lions enter at 13-2. They won last week in Chicago. They remain in play for the number one seed in the NFC. And then you've got the Niners, are 6-9, easily one of the most disappointing teams of the season. They have lost two straight and have been eliminated from playoff contention. Kickoff set for 7:15.
That hurts a lot of those folks in San Francisco, in the Bay Area. I mean, to be kind of discarded this early in the playoff process.
Yeah.
I have no tears to shed about it, as you know, because
you never liked the Niners, have you?
No, because they were always in the Saints division in the old days. The NFC was the Niners, Los Angeles, Saints, and Atlanta. Mm. That was the division. And then it all got screwed around, you know. So anyway,
No,
the Niners always were one of those teams that always could pull a win out with 20 seconds left in the game, and the Saints would blow it somehow.
I'm glad the Niners are struggling because,
yeah, me too.
As a Steelers fan, I don't want anyone exceeding our Lombardi count. That's the thing. The Patriots tied it. Nobody's beaten it.
Okay.
And the Niners are one of those closest teams in the conversation. Right. So with them being a consistent NFC contender the past several years, I kind of got intimidated by them. But now that they've fallen, it looks like they missed their shot.
I got it. by the way, as you know, I'm a big Saints fan.
Yeah.
So with the Saints having such a dreadful year, was that respectful enough? Dreadful? Was that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you lose at home by double digits to the Raiders.
It was horrible. But anyway, tonight I'm all over. I'm a Detroit Lions fan.
Oh, who
tonight.
Isn't?
Absolutely. I'm so excited about that team. It's their time. It's their turn. They really deserve it after this many years of sitting through those doggone Thanksgiving dinners watching the Detroit Lions lose.
Yeah.
Not this year. Hey, FSU, got a problem over there in Tallahassee.
So I've heard.
Jeez, and Pete's the basketball coach of FSU being sued by former players. You see where this NIL thing is going.
In modern-day college sports, athletes often transfer schools because they can earn more money elsewhere through name, image, likeness deals. But what happens when players claim they don't get paid for NIL deals? Lawsuits. Monday, Florida State Seminoles men's basketball coach Leonard Hamilton was sued in Florida's Leon County Circuit Court by six former Florida State basketball players who claim they were told by Coach Hamilton they would each receive $250,000 from Hamilton's business partners, but that they were never paid. Their suit claims last season they walked out of a practice because of missed payments and intended to boycott a game until they claimed Coach Hamilton guaranteed they would get paid, but they said they were not. Included in this complaint are text messages between players and also with their former coach. Jared Max, Fox News.
You know, obviously the main takeaway here is going to be, oh my gosh, what have college sports become?
Pay to play.
Right, but I'm going to bring up something that I think a lot of people would maybe raise an eyebrow at. I don't know how Leonard Hamilton still has a job. He hit his peak years ago with Florida State. It's now several years old. They did not win anything with it. They've been struggling. And now he's in this controversy that apparently is getting him sued. I don't know how the guy's still employed. And I don't know if this is going to impact his job security at all. But either way, yes, obviously, the main takeaway is that it's upsetting college football's gotten, or college athletics has gotten to this point where you've got basketball players saying, hey, well, we're going to take this legal action because you said we were going to get that big boy money and we didn't get it.
Even before the legal action on the cards on the table was when the player said, I'm not playing in case I get paid.
Yeah, which is what? These are disputes.
That is the horrible point. That is absolutely the worst and worst and worst of NIL. That is it. Exactly what is the worst of.
We hear disputes with contract negotiations between NFL and NBA players, and now we're seeing it with college athletes. And we hear it during the offseason when these guys are saying, hey, listen, I want this, this, and this, and if you don't give it to me, I'll transfer.
Hey,
we hear it there, too.
There's a few players here on the high school level that are getting NIL deals.
Yeah, some of these bigger high schools, absolutely.
So anyway, it's to me, I'm not a big fan, but
no one is.
You know, what can I say here? Okay, game today. Where are we at on the Iowa-Missouri game?
Yeah, that's our only bowl game today. Missouri, with 4.5 minutes left, recently took a 27-24 lead. Iowa has the ball, just got held to a fourth down at their own 33. So I don't know if Iowa's going to go for that or if they're going to trust their defense, but we'll keep track of it. Just about 4:45, another thing we like keeping track of around here, traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at Generator Source. Looking at the roads here, a lot of the congestion that we had on I-10 has seemingly cleared out, so there's some good news for you. Maybe still have some minor backups on the ramp to get off of I-110 and get onto North Davis Highway. Still have some issues at that transition, but on I-10 itself, we are looking pretty good. Same thing with Highway 90. We were having some issues traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that has lessened as well. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 44.
Okay, failed to mention when we were talking NFL, statewide NFL results, Tampa Bay down the Panthers 48-14 to help their push for the playoffs. That game Sunday with the Saints will determine their position in the NFC division against Atlanta. They're like right there.
Yeah.
And if somebody wins, I forget how it plays out, but if somebody wins or somebody doesn't win, the other team's automatically. Anyway, Tampa Bay has to beat the Saints Sunday to get that NFC South division title.
And that's the only way the NFC South makes the playoff anymore.
And then Miami defeated the Browns 23 with the win. The Dolphins playoff hopes are still alive.
And it's not just the fact that the Dolphins are still in it because of their own performance. Teams like Miami is still in it because the Broncos, and I know you're happy about this, the Broncos had a chance to clinch their spot, but they lost to the Bengals. So now the Broncos have not punched their ticket, and you've got guys like the Dolphins still floating around.
All righty. Okay, coming up this next hour, big exciting hour for sports at 5:37. We're going to run up the Tuesday games for you, the bowl games. We'll talk about that. But I'm also going to ask Austin over here to discuss this Cam Ward situation. Not this hour, but we're going to do it at 5:37. We'll talk about his actions or inactions. Talking about a deal, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Austin's much more civil than I am when it comes to this story.
You sure?
Well, I hope not. I'm hoping not. That's what I'm hoping. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, and we'll talk about some of the actions. And we'll probably have a final for the Iowa-Missouri game.
Oh, yeah.
By that time.
Absolutely. Okay. Around this time every hour, with it being 4:47, we like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Wall Street closing lower with stocks trimming some losses and light trading. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 418 points to 42,573. S&P 500 lost 64 points to 59,07. And the NASDAQ dropped 235 points to 19,486.
Okay, 4:47, News Radio 92.3. There I was talking to my insurance agent one day, saying, listen, I didn't want to buy into the company. What are these premium rates you're talking about? I didn't want to buy the frigging company. Yeah, let me tell you, it's not pretty when you have to go in there and buy car insurance today. Mm. Average car insurance premiums in the U.S. are on the rise, and Max Gordon is all over it for us.
Auto insurance prices have been soaring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of auto insurance is up 57% since January of 2021. Info from NerdWallet shows the average cost for minimum coverage is $598 and the average cost for full coverage, $2,281. There's a number of factors that have led to the rise in prices: rising accident frequency and severity, an increase in the cost to repair vehicles because of supply chain issues, higher labor costs, and increased tech being used in vehicles, making them tougher and costlier to repair. The cheapest states for auto insurance are Wyoming, Vermont, and New Hampshire, while the most expensive are Louisiana, Florida, and Rhode Island. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
At least I've got two of the states under my belt, Louisiana and Florida.
Yeah.
Being the most expensive. Louisiana's always been bad. Mm. Ooh, just horrible.
Let me ask you this, Chris, because we've talked about this sort of thing before. You and I think, are in agreement. We don't really endorse the idea of having a New Year's resolution because we can't live up
to it. Yeah, because it's just, you're not going to do it.
So I won't ask you from your personal experience. I'll just ask you where you think people stand societally. What do you think the number one New Year's resolution is?
I think better income.
Really?
I think they want to make more money. Mm. I think we're so money sensitive now. Everything's, you know, not, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this as a targeted statement, but most people consider money to be very important in their lives. And I think a lot of people are making those resolutions, say, I want to make more money this year. That's my top goal. But let me tell you something. And you brought it up when you first launched into this. I think it's almost like the voting booth syndrome. In other words, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Go in there and flip that switch for Donald Trump. Say one thing to make the society smile and accept you on this, but have a totally different approach. And that's what I think people get into to the things about resolutions.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to make this resolution. Knowing good and well they don't. They're not going to keep it. They're not going to do it. I think it's smoke and mirrors.
Well,
what I think.
Well, actually, the real answer is, I would say, even more stereotypical than the money answer, and that is getting in shape and losing weight.
Really?
Yeah, it says that is by far the number one resolution.
That doesn't work.
Healthy living experts warn not to bite off more than you can chew and start slow by building up your exercise routine instead of jumping into tough workouts. Yeah, that's just exercising 101. Just getting on a treadmill or walking for 20 minutes at least three times a week is a great place to start.
It has to be entertaining. In other words, when you're on those treadmills and you're walking and you're kind of adjusting the incline level to give it a little bit more traction, you know.
Right.
I get bored. So, I mean, I have to.
Yeah, it's pretty repetitive.
I have to visually look at something. So I just kind of blow it off most of the time.
Yeah, I've done the treadmill regimen before, and it is. It's boring if you don't have something in front of you or you're not listening to something. All righty, just about 4:51. We'll take one last quick break here. When we return, Republicans have their wish list for President-elect Trump's proposed government efficiency task force. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi. My name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Is that Blues Traveler?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's a song we've played before.
I like that stuff. You know, that genre of music when they were really hot.
Yeah.
The number one on the Billboard charts. Anyway, I like the band. Hey, Chris Bryan here along with Austin Price. It's Monday afternoon. Thanks for allowing us to jump in your car with you and take that ride home. I'll bet you woke up this morning, if you were a Mega Millions player, just absolutely over the weekend, this is when this happened. I believe they made the drawing on Friday night or Saturday. Anyway, Mega Millions, boom, $1.2 billion out the door. One lucky winner.
Quite.
In California. And I wasn't quite sure if they took the $1.2 million or they ran with the $571.9 million. It was Friday night, by the way, when they did this. I would have taken the 571.9 because half a billion dollars? Come on.
Yeah.
Take it. Run with it. Anyway, Mega Millions now down to $20 million, $9 million. That's your cash option. That's tomorrow night. But don't forget Powerball. It's slowly getting up there. $163 million, $73.9 million. That's your cash option. Heading out the door. Drawing at 10 o'clock tonight. Let me tell you real quickly a very dark story coming out of Texas. A teenage cheerleader in Texas faces felony charges after allegedly using pesticide to poison and kill a rival competitive show goat at her high school. Fox's Gianna Gigliosi has the story.
17-year-old Aubrey Van Landingham participated in competitive livestock shows with her own goat and reportedly confessed to poisoning a rival goat named Willie, accusing his owner's daughter of being a cheater. Security footage shows the girl enter the Vista Ridge High School's barn facility, then used a drench gun to force-feed Willie a toxic pesticide. The six-month-old goat tried to escape but was ultimately trapped. Willie died less than a day later in his owner's arms after he was racked by convulsions and respiratory distress. Van Landingham reportedly tried to kill Willie one other time but was unsuccessful. She's been charged with cruelty to livestock animals and could face up to 2 years in prison. Gianna Gigliosi, Fox News.
Young lady has a problem.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me? There is no way that the contest is worth that. Like, I mean, come on,
nothing's worth that.
Yeah,
I don't believe it at all.
Ugh, how terrible. Just past 4:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. Had some very heavy issues on I-10 earlier this hour, but they have seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, still 67 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 44, so should be a warm Tuesday, at least throughout the day, but all around a beautiful day.
Okay, since I've totally destroyed your afternoon by telling you that story about the
COVID. Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Let me make it up to you. Come on, let me make it up to you, doggone it. Zach Bryan gave a fan a special present at his last show on his tour, and Fox's Michelle Polino has the details for you.
Zach Bryan ended his final Quitting Time tour stop and said he's taking a break from touring. The musician, though, left one fan with a parting gift. Bryan's made a habit of walking through the crowd at the end of his shows and saying hello to his fans, but the final walkout of this tour, he stopped to say hello to one fan waiting for him at the end of the line, and he gave her a very special present. His acoustic guitar, complete with its case.
You want this? What? You want this guitar? Merry Christmas, okay? Say Merry Christmas.
Bryan then disappeared backstage. The singer recently said he's giving up touring next year in order to pursue a master's degree in Paris. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wow, he's just doing a little bit of everything, isn't he? How about that? All right, mentioned this before the break. Republicans have their wish list for President-elect Trump's proposed government efficiency task force. Texas Congressman Chip Roy has his eye on entitlement programs that help feed the hungry, which he feels are bloated. He and other Republicans have been floating the idea of removing soft drinks like Coke, Pepsi, and Mountain Dew from food stamp eligibility. It's also a key part of Robert F. Kennedy's Make America Healthy initiative. The American Beverage Association slammed a suggestion, saying in a statement that the restrictions go against America's commitment to individual freedom and liberties.
Let me totally destroy RFK Jr.'s health initiative. May I just have a stab at it?
Sure.
Well, it should be a sweet start to the new year. You can bet on this today through Wednesday. And yes, Krispy Kreme is open New Year's Day. They'll be offering value deals throughout here. Get this, free delivery with a $5 minimum purchase, or get the New Year's double dozen deal. And this weekend, also get a dozen discount on the original glazed or classic assortment donuts. A little sweet piece of information to pass along.
Yeah, absolutely. Pun intended.
I hate going past Krispy Kreme and seeing the hot light on. I can't do it. I have to stop. I mean, I see hot flashing at me going, oh.
Five people are being charged in Argentina related to the death of pop star Liam Payne. That's according to the country's prosecutor's office. The singer's manager and two members of the hotel staff where he was staying are being charged with manslaughter, while two others are being charged with selling cocaine to him. The pop star fell to his death, of course, from a balcony at a Buenos Aires hotel over 2 months ago now.
Yeah, it was a sad story there. If you're a home buyer or home seller and watching the mortgage numbers, here they are today. Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey showing the average rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage actually jumped to 6.85%. If you're looking at that 15-year short-term fixed numbers, here it is, 6.47%. Maybe that can help you out a little bit. Coming back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.